the Times Square issue is a big concern for New Yorkers, for tourists, for their safety. The mayor has discussed ways to work on this. He's already putting a committee together. But what is the police component here? What is being done right now to deal with this and to address perception and also address legality?
Well, first off, let's put it in perspective. What we're discussing is the issue of a nuisance. The nuisance of the topless women that have been painted so that they have the constitutional protection of freedom of speech, if you will, First Amendment protection. You have the issue of the costume characters who are not regulated. And in both instances, the concern is the harassment of passerby, intimidation of passerby. They don't constitute a danger, if you will. I have to smile thinking about what Times Square looked like when I first got here in 1990 with the activities in the square at that time. Times Square is one of the safest parts of the world. We average one crime a day in the many blocks around Times Square. So what we're talking about is a nuisance issue, which we're dealing with in a way where we have to stay within the law. And the laws are very significantly impacting our ability to police these two issues. And we at all costs have to stay within the law. We're trying to find creative ways to address the problem within the law, or by creating new laws possibly, or applying laws that we might not have ordinarily applied, such as labor laws, such as there's been some discussion, do we designate this area as a park so the park rules apply? Do we just dig it up and put it back as a street again? That's my preferred option. I'd prefer to just dig the whole darn thing up and put it back the way it was, where Broadway is Broadway and not a dead-end street.
Do you think that's part of the problem down there, that it has become sort of this free-for-all open zone area?
Well, if you think of it, Times Square is a very large area. It's multi-blocks with theaters, restaurants. This problem is contained largely to a pedestrian plaza that's in the process of being built, and the bulk of the costume characters are in that plaza, because that's where people stop and can hang around. And the same thing for the topless women. They're all at the same plaza, or two plazas that are contiguous with each other. And the rest of Times Square, part of Times Square is a park up by the Duffy statue, so the park regulations apply. But the activity is not occurring anywhere else in the area. It's specific to that area. One of the resolutions being offered is make it a park. The problem is, if you make it a park, if you wanted to change it years ahead, you'd never be able to change it. Another option is make it a street again, which is the option I'd lean to it.
And what's the advantage of that?
The advantage of that is that it would eliminate this area where people just hang out, that it would get it back to pedestrian flow, people going to and from, still be able to patronize the stores, the theaters, but to effectively remove the area where the congregation is occurring and where these activities are taking place. So what we're looking to do, the governor's office is looking at it, and we're working with some of his agents. The mayor's office has formed a task force to report back in 30 days as to what might be done, what are the recommendations that might be made.
Okay, what about, however, this alleged art that's being done, you know, painted ladies? Can't the courts decide that? If these or people or tourists or New Yorkers are being harassed by them, couldn't you go in and arrest them for harassment and then let the courts decide whether that's an art issue or just a plain old harassment issue?
It's the art issue is already resolved. It is deemed to be art. Can they be, in the act of harassment, be arrested for that? Yes. Oftentimes, however, it takes a complainant. And the complainant is oftentimes a tourist who is not going to hang around to go to court. They're going back to Michigan or wherever they're from. So there's all these nuances that complicate the problem. And similarly, that the amount of police resources be required to stand there and effectively monitor this activity 18 hours a day, that's where we're focusing on. These women, are they self-employed? Are they, in fact, actually employed by the escorts that are there with them? Would that be in violation of labor law? So working with the governor's office on that. We'll look at tax issues. Are they, in fact, paying taxes? Most of these people, as I understand it, don't live in New York City. They come in from outside the city. We also have an issue that a significant number of them are illegal immigrants, but that's an issue in New York City that we don't pay attention to that particular status. But that what we're trying to do is find ways within the law, because under no circumstances am I going to have my offices operate outside the law to deal with the problem.
Broadway League has suggested setting aside an area where if people choose to want to see furry creatures and naked ladies, they can go to that area of Times Square or in the general location. Is that something you advocate? Would something by re-streeting the area, is that something that could work out?
Well, one of the options that's been advanced is to take this plaza area that's in the process of being done over and designating a portion of it as sort of a public space where these characters could hang out, and then you'd have sidewalk passage on either side of it that people that didn't want to interact with this could go on their way. That has its own set of issues that in terms of from both a policing standpoint and a regulation of activity standpoint. None of these options provide a perfect solution. I think the mayor's focus on this coordinated committee working over the next 30 days will present a series of options that will both inform the public and you and the media of what are the issues, what can be addressed successfully, what can't be addressed, so that we don't set up a false set of expectations. But what I'd circle back to is that it's been advanced that somehow or another the spot, Times Square, is slipping back to the bad old days. Let's get real. It's not slipping back to the bad old days. I'm police commissioner. I remember the bad old days. It's never going to happen. That it's one of the safest parts of New York City, if not the world. I'm going to be putting additional police officers in there over time as part of an already scheduled reorganization of the police department and staffing in Times Square. It's going to remain safe. At this particular point in time, everybody is focused on this nuisance of these topless ladies and these costume characters. But the nuisances, that we're not having people getting robbed, raped, murdered in Times Square, that every day 500,000 people come into that square to be entertained, to enjoy. And
but they aren't getting approached and hassled, and it's not because they're initiating it. The person or the woman is initiating the exchange, and then people are being pressured to pay.
In some instances, that's happening. That's what we're watching for with our personnel. But also in the sense of making an arrest, then we have to have the complainant. Some instances we can make the arrest based on our observations, so we can be the complainant. But in other instances, we need the cooperation of the victim, the so-called victim. And oftentimes the victim wants no part of that. So that's what we're trying to work out. What is it that the police can do? We're talking about potential signage, also encouraging people that you don't have to tip these people. That my chief of detectives, Bill Aubrey, is working on a 6-point plan to address many of the issues you've raised about the harassment issue, the tipping policies, all the issues that have been identified. It's really a fascinating issue to bring to successful conclusion, but I'm optimistic that we'll end up doing that.
Okay, and finally, if you had your druthers, you could do what you wanted in that area, what would you do?
Well, me personally, I'd put the streets back, for one. I continue the beautification of the square, the monies that are being focused on, the idea of, as much as possible, the beautification of it, as well as improving the traffic flow and pedestrian flow in the square. But there's a very significant divergence of opinion about that. Some people want a park, some people want a concourse, some people want the streets back, like myself. There is no uniformity of opinion at the moment on what is the resolution of what the square should look like physically.
Any three-card Monty guys back?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's let's remember, you and I of a generation, we remember what Times Square looked like. And I certainly remember because I was very instrumental in helping to clean it up, both when I was with the transit police, cleaning it up below ground, and then working Mayor Giuliani in 94, cleaning it up above ground. So I've been there, and if anybody believes that so long as I'm chief of police here in New York and commissioner of police, and my mayor, Mayor de Blasio, has made it quite clear. He's a strong supporter of broken windows. He's made it quite clear, along with the governor, that they feel that this Cummins situation is not something that can be tolerated, and they're going to all work very hard to try and get it squared away.